You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
How many of you know that you don't need to be careless to be scammed anymore? You just need to be online. In 2025, the battleground for your money has gone digital, and the weapons are slick language, cloned websites, deepfake voices, and seemingly harmless links. The scammers, they're no longer just shady individuals in the shadows. They're networks, sophisticated, ruthless, patient. And that's where tonight's guest comes in. Reggie is not here to scare you. He's just here to prepare you with real stories, simple red flags, and smart strategies. Don't let anyone call you paranoid for trying to avoid a scam. You have to be informed. And tonight's conversation is part insight, part intervention. Whether you're a student being offered a work from home side hustle, a retiree promised an investment of a lifetime, or a business owner dealing with suspicious invoices, this one is for you. Reggie, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Reggie, let me tell you.
When you were talking about scammers, I think the last thing you forgot is that they are also at work.
They are working.
Yeah, so, you know, stats has proven that these guys, even them, chances are that even now, like, they are logging in online and then they are getting paid.
Is hectic, Reggie. Can I tell you what happened today? Can I tell you what happened today? I'm on the phone with my mom, and then I get this call. So I say to my mom, "Mama, listen, there's a call coming in. I'm gonna have to hang up." And she's like, "Okay, cool. Hello, this is Sbusiso from Time Bank. Oh, hi, Sbusiso. How are you?" Oh, Sbusiso goes on to say, "Listen, there was somebody who tried to buy 450 rand voucher at Hollywood Bets with your card." I'm like, "Tell me more, Sbusiso." So says, "Listen, that card that starts with 484, what do I think?" So then I go on the app, right? And I'm trying to see my card details. I'm like, "For what?" And I actually go and get my card. I'm like, "Okay, so tell me what happened." "No, this person tried three times to get this voucher and they failed. So what we want to do, we want to decline these payments on our side, right? We want to cancel them for you and make sure that on the Hollywood Bets thingy, on the website, they are blocked. So we're just going to have to block the thing." It's, "Oh, this is so great. Thank you so much." At this point, I don't think I'd perceived what was happening, right? Yeah. And then he says to me, "Okay, but we're going to need to confirm your details. So listen to this. Please give me the first 10 digits of your ID." I was like, "You are crazy." "That's my entire ID number. What do you mean?" Because it's either I'm a woman or I'm a man. You can figure out the last three digits. I was just like, "Sbusiso, bye." Honestly, because what is this? And you see, right, it's not everybody that picks up on these subtle things. There is not a single bank that will ask you to confirm 10 digits of an ID number that they have. And, you know, I went on to Truecaller. As he was on the phone, I went on to Truecaller and I saw that, this is a scam, pretending to be Time Bank. And I remember seeing comments of people saying, my father's pension money was taken by these guys. They've wiped up my savings." And I'm just like, this is so, so bad.
Yeah. So you see, another tactic which they've basically mastered is putting you in a panic mode.
Yeah.
And then when you are in a panic mode, you're like, "Okay, this person is trying to help me. So what do you need? Give us your card number." "Yes, my card is better than that. Give us a CVV number." You've dished out that one.
It's gone. Jeez, man. And while you're on that, right, I really do want us to talk about what modern day scams actually look like. How far have we come from, "You've won the lotto"? You know those emails? "Your grandfather in Paris." Now it's slick. It's professional deception. How has... There's an inheritance.
For you.
Yes.
Pay me. Call this number.
How have these scams evolved over time?
Yeah, no. So you see, the thing is, in as much as financial institutions are improving security, trying put in new measures to prevent fraud, and also new measures transactivity, you know.
Reggie, your line is so choppy, Yazi. Every third second, it chops.
Yeah, so I mean, the thing is, now, as we improve all of this, even
Reggie,
them,
Reggie, whoa, Reggie. I want to hear your stories. Ne? The problem is that every 3 seconds, your line chops.
Is it?
So we miss, whatever word comes in that third second, we miss it.
How is it now?
Keep talking, I'll let you know. But it sounds clear.
Yes. Yeah, so what I was saying is that in as much as there is like new improvements, new easy ways of operating online, of transacting financially, the guys are working very hard to stay on the loop. You know, hence I'm saying to you, when you wake up in the morning saying I'm going to work, going for night shift and all of that, there is someone who's like, I'm also going to work.
And you are the client.
You, yes. It's a circulation of money at the end of the day. Money must circulate, you know. But yeah, I mean, truth is, no one should be getting money from someone else, like fraudulently, you know, without them willing to spend that money. You know, it's just inhuman, it's wrong, and it's criminality.
Yeah.
You know, so hence today we are having this show to just like alert our listeners back at home to stay vigilant, you know, and know the things that they should look for.
Yeah. Reggie, you know what though, when the call came, because this was the second time somebody posing as a Time Bank worker called me, and I'm thinking in the however many years I've been working, I've had a APSA account, right?
Yeah.
Not a single day have I ever received a scammy call. I've had business accounts with Nedbank, with FNB. Not one time have I ever gotten these scammy calls. Now, with Time Bank, I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's because you can open the account online by yourself. Maybe it's because you get to get the card from a Pick and Pay or a TFG store. I'm just thinking about why our data is so compromised. How did it happen? How is it that this guy could tell me the first 6 digits of my card as they were, and then want to continue having a conversation? Where's the data breach?
Yeah. So you see, the thing is, with these guys, there's like many ways, you know. One, remember we are online. You know, you are on social media. You post when you go to Amani. You sort of post your entire life. You know, sometimes even your contact number. It's easily accessible. You run a business online. You want people to be able to reach you. You put all of that, and then they also have access to Truecaller. They put your number there. They see, oh, this is Kamu. Sometimes your Truecaller reflects that Kamu AWR. You know, and then they know, oh, this is where she works. This is what she deals with. You know, so sometimes it's us giving out that information through the spaces that we would be in, you know, social media space. Sometimes we don't keep our we take everything online, you know, and then sometimes it can be internal staff members that are handing out that information, you know. But, or sometimes it's like other institutions, you know. But you see, remember now, the thing is, if one has your name and surname and your cell phone number, they still need to gain access from to your ID number, which is you who's going to give it to them.
Jeez,
you see, they can have the fact that you work for AWR. They know your name. They know where you stay.
Yeah.
But they don't know what your card number is.
This guy knew. Well, I don't know if he knew the whole number, but like he knew. And I was just like, how?
So that one, it can also be You know, when you purchase with your card, chances are that he didn't know the full card number. Just knew that the card starts with four,
It's in the range of.
Yeah, you know, and then it ends with 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, so remember, sometimes when you purchase, your receipts would reflect to show that this purchase was done using this card number, but then certain numbers are like sort of grayed out or there's stars.
Yeah.
You see?
Sure.
So they really work hard. Also, another thing, we capture our information online. When you purchase online,
they ask you if you want to save the card. Yeah.
Yes. You put in your card numbers there. But now, also again, they will still need a CVV code. You know, they still need an OTP. Sometimes some of the common scams is where they are talking to you on the phone, have access to that card number, and then ask for a CVV, and then they say to you, there's also a number that came
that
in there.
Just sent. Yes.
Give me that number.
Oh, Lapo, you think it's your bank, and you've just activated.
Gandhi, you just bought international.
Yo.
Yeah. And then most of the time, those transactions, even tracing them, is so hard because they are not happening in the country.
That's crazy, man. Now, tell me, what makes smart people fall for scams? And, like, I'm not saying that they are dumb people. That's not what I'm saying. But why is it that even the seemingly smartest people get scammed? Is there a psychological pattern that scammers use?
Yeah, so, like I said, sometimes don't judge them, eh?
Yeah,
you can fall victim.
That
you
is
know,
so
someone
true.
Would tell you, I got robbed by the ATM. And then you would be like, how do you allow someone to assist you by the ATM?
Listen, Reggie, I gave a woman my entire bag with my phone and my cards.
Yeah.
With my car keys. Ngamupa, me, Tata, me.
Ganja.
Exactly. Exactly. Nowhere to be found. I can't.
Yeah, you see. So most of the time, like, their tactics are psychological and manipulative.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you get there by the ATM and this person tells you, no, I just used it. Let me show you. It has a problem here.
Yo.
Or I'm just collecting my card. And all of a sudden, things happen so fast. And most of the time, like an accident, these things, when they happen, you are not expecting them. You know, I mean, you would know that if ever you were to be told that when you get to this particular corner, an accident will attempt to happen, then you will get there ready. But this time around, you are unsure what's going to happen. You're just traveling to work. And then all of a sudden, this is happening. You know, so that's why people need to make sure that they keep a clear mindset and stay vigilant, you know, and not allow anyone to, like, use your conscious mind this time around. Because, I mean, when you go to an ATM and then you are, like, unconscious, you don't care about anything, your surrounding, when you see someone pass, you're not thinking of anything, you know. But if you stay aware and stay alert that, okay, now I'm about to deal with money.
Yeah.
Then when you see someone comes to you, you are like, uh-uh, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Let me finish my transaction, you know. But, I mean, most of the time also the target is senior citizens, you know. I've seen one senior citizen whom, I mean, they come across Bongi at a particular store, and then they like her, and then Bongi, my granddaughter, you know, I need you to help me withdraw even there by the ATM. Only to find out that Bongi is busy cleaning their car. You know,
this is hectic,
so
man.
Trust around money. It's not easy because you don't know people's situations.
Yes.
Sometimes you find that individual is, it's actually not a fraudster, but they saw an opportunity. Like, ungaliyeka ithambo lesine moyeni.
And you know what I'm thinking as you're speaking, because of the things you're mentioning, right? I think two things could help in disarming the scammer. Firstly, just being curious, asking questions, because I think that would disarm them. They have a script in their minds, right, about what they're going to say, because they are the ones approaching you. But I think curiosity, like saying, oh, when did this happen? How? And asking those questions, they get irritated. Also because they know that when they apply these fear tactics, they only have a short window of time before you're aware of what's happening.
Yes.
So the more you're asking and the more you keep them on the call, their patience wears thin. And then you're able to escape, because they'll just be like, ah, you know what, never mind, it's fine.
It's okay. Yeah, then they hang up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, so that's another way. I mean, that's another way. Or just telling them, look, it's fine, I'll go to the bank.
Yes. All sorts of ads.
And I think for the bank, just put a hold on that account. Yeah. Even if you have access to it.
Yes. I think, though, with TymeBank, maybe the reason that they're succeeding so much is because which bank are you going to go to?
Oh, yeah. So you see, TymeBank also, let's give them some grace.
Yeah.
It's new.
It is new.
So,
and it's an online
very
based.
Vulnerable.
Yes.
Yeah. Still very vulnerable. They haven't seen how they have been targeted. I'm sure chances are that the fraud department, even now, they are on their work, sitting on their computers. How do we solve our problems? Because I mean, who wants to put their money where they know that they can wake up and it's all gone?
Literally
You know.
But I also
nobody
think,
wants that.
I also think it's small things. Like, you know, an organization would call you with an 011 or an 012 or an 012.
Sure.
When you see 066 fraud department, come on.
No, but you see, let me tell you another problem. Another problem is the fact that you guys don't answer 087, 011. You are thinking it's those guys you owe.
Yes. But what I'm saying is, when you see a 066 and they say they're a department of an organization, that should already be a giveaway.
I mean, it's in many ways. Currently, like, 011s are being used. I work for a financial institution.
Yeah.
I would use my cell phone number to call clients. But most of the time, I try with the office number, then they do not answer, and then I call with my number. And that's 087. That's me, eh? And like, okay. Yeah, no, I don't answer those.
But is this a client you're familiar with, Reggie? Because I also think that's a difference. There's familiarity.
Look, I also do get like calls where I'm being called with a private line, and most of the time those are like sales, not serious admin back office people who look after the transactions and all of that, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bottom line is, we need to be aware that there is these things.
And while we're here, can we like go through a quick mental checklist that people can always keep in mind, just so that they are aware?
Okay, so I mean, number one thing, no one should ask you for your personal information over the phone. Personal information is your ID number, your login details, your PIN, personal identification number.
Personal.
Like, that's a personal, you know, it's a personal thing. You should, that's why, you know, even with the bank, if you take your card, give it to someone, give them a PIN, and then they get robbed, you can't claim that transaction. You can't, because you gave away.
Yes.
If you read your terms and conditions, it's like, even if you have like online fraud, they will ask you, did you issue out an OTP? And then yes, no, you authorized the transaction. Because I mean, it can happen. You can send me with your card and say, Reggie, here's my card. I'm giving you a picture. Here's the PIN. Make this transaction, receive the goods, and then we will report it as a fraudulent transaction. You know, So, yeah, I mean, it means even us, we have a potential of sort of being some fosters.
Literally, when it's Mampara week
Yeah, when
and you have obligations.
you understand.
Yeah. Now I wanted to talk about the scam spectrum, right? Because we've had Ponzi schemes, phishing attacks, online
Sure.
impersonations. Which scams currently are most widespread, and which are the most financially damaging?
So, there is a scam. This one is very dangerous. It can land you in jail,
Okay.
actually, as an individual.
The one being scammed
Identity
can go to
theft.
jail.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Identity theft, where your information is taken and is being used to perform certain financial transactions. So I get your ID, register a company with CIPC, work with a financial institution, open an account. The account receives millions and millions of money. And then after that, remember now they know they are dealing with Reggie. That's my identity that's being used. Reggie is just working as a security somewhere.
Oh, Gosiam.
And then one time he walks into ShopRite, Bulu.
Sure.
There it comes. People with guns
Sure.
lie on the floor, and then
Sure.
now you're shocked. And then most of the time, this happens when we do not keep our information safe. So our sensitive information, we need to make sure that we keep it safe. Keep our personal information confidential. Those old certified copies of your ID, instead of just throwing them away without just shredding them or burning the documents, burn all of those. And then also a constant monitoring of your accounts, checking if ever, I mean, your ITC. We've had a lot of fraud, also identity theft, with like cell phones accounts. You just hear that you are listed by MTN, but
Imagine
you've never had an account there.
your
Sometimes it's like your cell phone number. It's registered or on Rika using your names, and then this number is committing frauds.
Ish.
Yeah, that one, it happens in many ways. I mean, your car gets cloned, and then it's involved in robberies, cash
Aibo,
in transits. You
aibo.
were driving with friends. And then, yeah, I mean, the car is registered in your name. Hey, Reshi Mashabe, is that you? You are under arrest. I actually know a lot of people who underwent that. Think of that gentleman. Who's the lady who unfortunately was killed on a first date? There's this
Olorato.
young guy. Yes, Olerato. There is a guy whom his information was used in the
Yes, I
process.
remember that guy.
And he slept in jail.
Oh no, man. And while we're on that one, while we're on the Olorato case, the romance and trust scams, Reggie, they have skyrocketed.
Yeah,
And I'd
sure.
love to hear from you, what makes emotional manipulation so effective in scam culture? And how can people protect
I
themselves?
think it's loneliness also.
Ish.
Because also, if you remember those scams, they used to dominate old grannies who are staying by themselves, old grandpas who are staying by themselves, and they're just bored. They're sitting online, chatting to this person, making them feel better. And then this person starts, I mean, they would, the current ones with young people and young ladies especially, it's a thing of you meet Reggie and, no, look, I'm in business. You work for AWR. Yeah, I'm doing so well. Oh, honey, look, I'm in trouble. There is this contract. I need, can you just take 30,000 loan, lend it to
Imagine.
me? I'll double it for you. And sometimes, I mean, I catch your trust by doing what? I love send you bombing. 5,000.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I send you flowers.
Yeah.
You know, I drive you on dates with a beautiful car.
Can't you have a budget for your scam? It is a business after all. Marketing budget.
Yeah, I'm investing. I'm planting a seed. Yes. And then when I reap my harvest,
oh no.
Sure, it shall come plenty.
Oh no.
You know. So I mean, one time we'll talk about that. Relationships and money. Emotions and money. Because then, I mean, you then go, when I say to you, there is this contract, I just need 30,000 to complete the purchase order. And then when it pays me, it will be 600,000. And you are my partner. We have an emotional connection. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
See, sure. So sometimes also, I mean, ladies, you like the nice things, but just be aware, this one is just too good.
Yeah. You know, I'm also just even thinking, how did we become so gullible? Like, we when somebody tells us something like this, we're already thinking, this is too good to be true. But when it happens with us, we don't believe it. We don't see it.
Exactly. Isn't it we are enjoying in that moment?
And Nandi.
Enjoying the moment. But also, you know, I always said this. I don't know. With us gents, if I'm really serious about you, the best way to show you, I don't think it's a Durban July trip, a Cape Town trip.
Okay.
But then it's a desire to go and meet your family. And present to them my intentions.
Reggie, you're giving people some tips here. Say more. Say more.
And I would like to pursue life with her. You know, that's the best way, like to really show true commitment. You know, but I mean, these days, true commitment is shown through bottles, through international trips, flowers every week. But I don't even know your family. You know, I don't know where you come from. I don't know what your career is. I don't care what you are aiming for in life. So, yeah, look at such, ladies.
Sure.
Let's go back to scams.
Reggie, scammers, now that we're back, scammers are now using AI-generated voices. Fake profiles, even fake Zoom meetings. It's crazy. Yeah.
Even videos.
I saw this one time on Instagram, this one lady was so frustrated because somebody had created literally a deep fake where it's her face. I can't remember if it was her voice. But she's like, guys, how did these people do this? Scamming people. What do we need to know about this new level of deception?
I will actually tell you, even I was used one time as my face. So I was being interviewed on a podcast and then my face was used to tell people how they can make a million in whatever. That video trended. Like, it trended. I got people calling me, hey, bruh, like, we hear you have a new strategy. And I mean, the financial space, I advise people on their monies and then they trust me a lot. When they see my face, they are thinking, oh, I can buy into this thing. You know? So, I mean, and also, here's the thing. Pay attention to the image.
Yeah.
You'll actually see.
Yes.
You know, you'll see that robotics. There is no lip sync here. One I saw, actually, Vusi Tembekwayo is a victim of men.
Yo, but he's dead. Can you believe what he did? Yo, I've seen so many.
So, look at the image. Listen to the voice properly. Look at the lip sync. You will notice actually that no, it can be. And if possible, try to search the correct pages of this particular individual.
Yeah.
You know, and see if ever there is anything. I mean, why would I present an opportunity on your page but not post it on my page?
Yes.
You know, you go to my website, my social media page, my LinkedIn, you don't find anything. But then you go to some dodgy page. I mean, this one that posted me, the following there is crazy. It's even greater than mine. I'm like,
Joe.
This person, I reported the video, and then I mean I posted it as an awareness that look, this is fake. I am not involved in this. You know, because it also harms the reputation
It
of you also
does. It
as an
does.
individual who's being used. Someone loses a million and they're like, the guy Reggie, scammer. And one would actually think of, no, I'm gonna look for him.
And people can get so dangerous. People are so volatile. It can get it,
Sure.
like it can get really, really bad. They'll find you. They'll follow you. It can get really bad, Shem. And now, if someone realizes they've been scammed, what immediate
Yeah.
steps should they take? Can any
Yeah.
money or
So,
information be recovered?
yes. So the best thing is to contact your financial institution. Usually, I mean, you have things like your banking apps, cancel all your cards, reach out to your financial institution, ask them to possibly block your app, you know, and make time to go back to them, you know, and then get there, change like everything, your passwords, login details, you know, and ensure that the profile is secured. Because I mean, the moment you do that, also the nice thing is that your financial institution is able to put in a note there that hey, should you see such a transaction, just know that client had reported.
You know, now I'm thinking, you're talking about changing pins. We have so many pins. We have so many passwords.
Yeah.
Imagine you put there in your notes app for FNB, pin, password,
yeah.
and the person steals your phone as well. You know,
Exactly.
when I got scammed of my, like, literally all my possessions. Reggie, can I tell you? So it was during COVID, no? And of course, I couldn't use Face ID. And I just bought my phone, like, 6 months ago. Yeah, I was so sad. I just bought my phone 6 months ago. Anyway, so the lady who's having a conversation with me is like, yeah, take my numbers, whatever. And then obviously because I can't use my face, then I lower my mask. No, I didn't want to lower my mask because, hey, COVID. So there I am putting my passcode. So the lady was probably 1 plus 1 plus. Aha, got it. Reggie, when I tell you, when I realize that my stuff is stolen, I was just like, there is no way they are not going to get my money because my passcode for opening my phone and my banking app are the same.
Sure.
I don't know why they didn't try. And I know that they called my bank. They called the bank several times to try and change. So they also had, they had everything. They had my license. So when the bank says, okay, give us details,
ID number.
Easy. They have everything was with them. Every single thing. Card number. They had every single thing, but they didn't get the money. And it, here's the interesting thing. So I was still working at the bank. It was the end of March with golden bonuses. Reggie, I was sweating. Like, these people are going to clean me. I don't know how it happened. I can only say it was the grace of God that they, because they could have easily just used the same passcode and gotten into my bank account, but they didn't. They tried so many times. I saw that they called the bank because also when I got the new phone, then I just migrated everything. There were so many calls to the bank, so many attempts to change the password. And I was just like, this is crazy. So even with things like that, I think what I'm getting from this conversation is just awareness, awareness, awareness. We literally just have to have our antennas up. There's no other way. The scammers are among us. They are using different tactics. We just at a point have to check in with our internal system to say, hey, does this make sense? Is this unsettling
and read
you?
About,
yeah.
I mean, here's another thing. If you look at like your bank, usually when you log in into your digital banking, they would give you an alert that be aware of this and that. Usually we just click on
skip, skip, skip.
I want to bank.
Skip.
I want to transact. Got it.
Yes.
You know? And the moment you declare that, the bank also says,
gosh, we've done our
we've
bit.
Done our part.
Yeah.
We've tried to educate you, you know, but you just clicked on, you got it. It means you understood, you know. So we need to like also push a culture of reading and getting the information, you know. I want us to talk about this one also, investment-related scams.
Let's do it.
So here, most of the time, it's, we know most financial institutions, if you put away your money with them, the interest is not too attractive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then someone would then come and say, no, put the 100,000 with us. In 3 weeks, you'll get it as 150,000. That's too good to be true.
Yeah.
You know, the common one on this is Forex. And I think if anyone, most people got affected by this because Forex once trended so much as the way to obtain wealth, you know. And a lot of people found themselves, and usually what they do with these Ponzi schemes is that the first time you put your money, they pay out. And then now you will go and tell
they
your uncle.
To lure you in. Yes, I got my 200,000.
You understand? Then another one puts a million.
Yeah.
And then a million gone.
Hard earned money, Reggie.
Yes. On that time, by that time, it's actually retirement.
Yeah.
This Mandela has to stay at home now.
Yeah.
You know? Because, I mean, also, here's another thing. Usually, after you receive a lump sum, you will see you get a lot of calls. To this day, I'm trying like to find out how do they
how
pick
do
it
they
up.
How do they
but
know?
Then it's either even the person who released the money, who are in tenor, they are aware. And then they start sharing the information, your information that, look, Mr. Mashabela just received 3 million as his retirement money. Offer him something. So the best thing with those, they are genuine ones, you know, who know that, I mean, money is psychological. The moment 3 million hits your account, you're thinking you own the world. You can spend it all, you know. There are those who would want to call you to offer you some advice on how you can split the money to ensure that you survive, you know. The best thing, should you receive such an offer, consult the financial institution itself directly, you know, and if possible, ask to meet at their offices. You see, because otherwise, you conclude the transaction online, they tell you, we will put away your money for 5 years, this is how much you'll be earning, only to find out that was all a scam.
Because, where will you find them? Yo! Yo, but holavi.
Exactly. Yo. And it's 5 years. It's after 5 years.
Yo. And in that time, you're relaxed, man. Bro, you're even like, denying other things. You're like, ingzo, you're Paris. Don't worry. In 5 years.
So inhuman, eh? It's sad when it's done to, like, really old people who worked so hard.
For so many years.
Yeah.
Ach man, Reggie, is there such a thing as being completely scam-proof, or is the goal to be scam-aware and scam-ready?
Scam-aware, scam-ready.
Yeah.
You know, no one is immune to this. Like I said, there is so many ways you can be scammed.
Yeah.
You know, even the clever of the clever.
Yay, neat.
Even they scam even someone who works for the bank.
Yo.
You know, so just be skeptical.
Be
protect
skeptical.
Your personal info.
Yeah.
Monitor your accounts, because that's another thing.
Yeah.
When last did you audit your statement yourself?
I'm sure 2 months ago. Eh?
You see, chances are that maybe there is a 30
imagine
that's going off every month.
Imagine.
But you're not aware of it.
Yo.
You know? So let's monitor accounts, regularly review our statements, set up alerts, and report suspicious activity.
Yeah.
So here's another thing. We lose money also with, like, our subscriptions on our phones.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, you download that app, and then
you
because
forget.
You want it now, you just click accept, and then only to find out that's a subscription. You know, you are not using it, that particular subscription. And then another tip is that we must use strong passwords, you know. Fraudsters are aware that we use our names and our year of birth.
Yeah, and our address.
You know? So, fraudsters, they can research and know about your kids. They will try a password in your kid's name and the year of birth of that kid. You know, so let's try and use strong ones and avoid using the same password for multiple accounts.
Hey, I mean, I'm know guilty that's of very that tough. One. Me, I'm so guilty. My Google, yay! Foot, let me not give. Maybe there's a scammer listening.
You know. And then, yeah, lastly, which is like the matter of it all, stay informed.
Yes.
Educate yourself.
Yeah.
You know, on common scams and stay up to date with the latest trends around fraud, you know. Because, like, no one is immune.
Yeah.
Everyone can be scammed at any time.
Mm.
It's scamming is done in many ways. Even love is used to scam investments.
Oh.
You know, someone comes offering you a good thing and you're just thinking, I mean, even business, others are telling you this business is coming, it's about to become the it thing, and then you fall for it.
Oh.
You know, so let's be careful. Others are offers. Others are your granny who passed on, they left you an inheritance.
Yo.
And now, because you're very hungry, you will actually lose even that 2,000.
And you were dreaming about granny last night. So you're like, it can't be a coincidence. Yo!
My granny is talking to me.
Exactly.
Gogo, I see you. I feel you,
give
Gogo.
Us a sign, mama.
Yeah, so let's be careful out there.
Yeah.
Let's be careful.
You know, from my own experience, but just as we wrap up this conversation, I just want to say, your gut feeling is data. If it doesn't feel right, lean into that thing. And if somebody's going to rush you,
And if it's too good to be true,
it's definitely too good to be true.
So stay away from it.
Yeah. And another thing as well is fast money. And you said this, fast money almost always leads to fast loss.
Sure. The risk there is
easy
huge.
Come, easy go. You know?
It's huge.
Yeah.
There's a friend of mine, actually, these friends, they just started fighting. I know this other one, and then he made me meet this other one. And this other one that I met started calling me, complaining about the other one. You know, if I tell you, what was the complaint about? Bitcoin. It's the it thing. It's trending. You know? But be careful there.
Yeah.
Make sure you research about it.
Yeah.
The returns may be good, but just know that the risk is also very good.
And I think finally, from my side, just from the learnings that people can take away, is that since the world is so digital now, you know, and that's how they're deceiving us, our discernment must also go way deeper than the digital space. Because if really we're not, and Nakona, you can't be discerning if you don't have information, and that's what you're advocating for.
Yes.
What is going on.
We need information in order for us to discern. Otherwise, what are you discerning if you don't know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
We need the information. Yeah, and also maybe like guard that we don't just panic, you know. Let's stay calm and observe our surroundings, be aware of our surroundings everywhere we go.
You know, I'm so glad you're mentioning that, because it takes a great deal to be aware of our surroundings, right? So before I say this last thing, I've recently had to navigate a new flight of stairs, right? And I remember every time I had to, either when I had to go down, I'm just like, yo, I get scared. Because I'm just like, what if I trip and fall? But you know, as I was thinking that, I was like, no, this is an opportunity for you to be present.
Sure.
Watch every step. You'll get down.
Definitely.
You'll get, just watch every step. And I think this is what we're missing. We are not present. People click before they pause. People pay before they pause. People trust before they pause. I think the object here is be present. Be present. You can't be focusing on the next thing when somebody's asking you for your CVV. Like, just be present in this moment.
Sure. Definitely. Maybe another way to really send an alert is just say, remember, you are in South Africa. You are in the world. Everyone is trying to get to someone.
Yeah.
You know, I tend to tell my partner that, look, even when you drive, just be aware.
Just be
you can't
aware.
Drive from Sandton to like Pretoria and you tell me you are not aware of a car following you. So stay aware, stay vigilant, and not think everybody is innocent or not everyone is your friend.
That's so true, man. That's so true. Reggie, any other parting shots before we call this a wrap?
So as we wrap up, I think I'll repeat myself that, ladies and gentlemen, there are many people who are hungry out there
Yes.
and they are so heartless.
So
So
heartless.
don't allow them to steal your heart and money.
Yeah.
You know, stay informed, seek the information that's needed, take those tips from your financial institution. I think they have a responsibility to ensure that you're safe, you know. And of course, the key one also, let's audit our statement,
Ish.
possibly on a monthly basis, to
Yeah.
ensure that there is no foreign transaction that you do not know there.
And this is why they do say and write, it's not for vibes.
Sure,
It's
it's
for
not
your
for
reconciliation.
that.
Yeah. Oh
Definitely.
man, Reggie, it's always such a fun time. Thank you for availing yourself yet again.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Reg.
And thank
Until
you
the
to the
next
listeners.
conversation, because you are coming
Sure.
back.
Yeah, no, we will do the money and emotions, eh?
Let's do that. Let's do
Sure,
that. Cheers,
definitely.
Reggie.
Cheers. Bye.
And with that, folks, I am Nompumelelo Mbonani, and I hope you've just made sense of your business. Be mindful, my people. Just be mindful and stay educated. Fresh mercies tomorrow. Ciao for now.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.